answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Agreeing to voter ID, one of those compromises that you'd support?
I don't think that we should underestimate what that could mean. Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them. People have to understand that when we're talking about voter ID laws, be clear about who you have in mind and what would be required of them to prove who they are. Of course, people have to prove who they are, but not in a way that makes it almost impossible for them to prove who they are.
What makes it impossible for anyone to get a voter ID nowadays? Kamala Harris is again sounding the bell. If we're going to require voter ID for the upcoming election, we're going to have a lot of disenfranchised Americans. They're not Americans, probably. They're illegals. But she's claiming the minority Americans do not have access if they live in rural areas or even urban areas. They don't have a copy center or a copy machine. They don't have a way to get a photo ID. They don't know how to go get one. And yet they probably have one in their pocket right now. How about this? Hire me and I'll just start sketching faces. Will that pass for not voter ID? It would be better than what we're getting now, believe me. And I'm not a very good artist. Let me correct that. I'm a damn lousy artist. You'll come out looking like a stick man with seven fingers. But we'll let you vote. That's your voter ID. Why do the Democrats continue to demean a base they need to tell them you are too stupid to vote? Period. Wow. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And we bring everything. We don't hold anything back. Because with Larry Connors, USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. Coming up in our second hour, Dr. Randy Tobler is scheduled to visit with us and break down some of these drug prices under the Trump RX plan and answer questions from the naysayers that say this is all a scam. Dr. Tobler, a practicing obstetrician, knows the facts, and of course a regular contributor right here on News Talk STL, and with his own program every Saturday morning, which I've been honored to serve as a guest. Later in this hour, you're going to hear from folks who believe, truly believe, we're going to be taken over by Islamists. And one call that came into the station, I'm going to repeat, I'll let you hear what the caller had to say. Says that, Larry, you are being confused. You need to watch Mark Levin. You don't understand what's happening to our country. I like Mark Levin. I support him in many ways. But caller, you're going to hear where I stand, and I have stated it repeatedly. I guess you didn't watch or listen to those programs? Well, we'll have to set you straight, sir, with all due respect. And our story behind the story today. During the Cold War, the shooting down of a U.S. spy plane with pilot Francis Gary Powers crashing into Russia, and Khrushchev threatening direct action unless Eisenhower gave him an apology. General Dwight Eisenhower, president, said, "Nyet, no apology." We will break that story for you down as the story behind the story before we wrap up this hour. Now, back to the issue of dealing with votes. Kamala Harris and all these leftists, they think that this resounds and echoes with their base. I don't know how they even come to that conclusion, but they continue to pound that drum.
If you are wondering why we will never have free college in the United States and why we will continue to lag behind other countries in reading and writing, it's because the only voter base that is still voting Republican is non-college educated whites. If non-college educated whites didn't vote in this election, Kamala Harris would have won in a landslide. The reason that there will never be free college is because people who have a college education vote Democrat.
Really? They don't always go Democrat. Put me down as a college educated grad and I voted against her. And I'll do it again. Even Elon Musk, who knows all about technology and artificial intelligence and everything else, he said, in this day and age, you still want to claim you cannot get a voter ID? Elon Musk.
The purpose of no voter ID is obviously to conduct fraud in elections, obviously. I mean, they come up with some nice sounding thing. Their common rebuttal is like it's racist to require ID, and which is insane. I think it's actually racist and patronizing to say that people can't figure out how to get ID. You can't do anything. You need ID for everything. Like the list of the things you need ID for is basically everything, except voting.
Yeah, except voting. Your most principal right and freedom in this country. And you don't want to go to even the effort. You just want to lay back saying, it's just too hard to go get a voter ID. And the prices of getting one, they're so expensive. No, they're not. No, they're not. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt is making it very clear. Voter ID will protect the integrity of all of our elections going forward.
If you actually have people who are voting and you require them to show ID that over 80% of Americans support, like you would think in this country, we have a lot of things we can argue about that aren't 80-20 issues. This is an 80-20 issue. This is the kind of thing that we should get done here. This Save America Act is common sense. The Democrats don't like it because it threatens their power. That's the electrical cord that runs through all these positions. They want to kneecap ICE's ability to do their jobs because they don't want deportations and they want illegal immigrants to vote.
He's right. That's how they will get more of the votes in they want. You know, yesterday I had Sidney Powell on as a guest. Did you miss that? Well, I'm sorry. It is available as a podcast for you at Newstalk STL, Newstalk STL, as well as Larry Connors USA Facebook, LarryConnorsUSA.com. Sidney Powell, one of the attorneys, along with Rudy Giuliani and others, who were fighting the 2020 elections, claiming it was stolen. And of course, they all came after her, hitting her with all kinds of charges. Dominion voting machines filing a $1.2 billion lawsuit against Sidney Powell to shut her up. She pointed out to us yesterday, we did reach an agreement at the end of last year. Could not get into details, but it's been, quote, settled. They did not, obviously, have the evidence to prove that, one, they had not messed with the voting. And we all know it was stolen. I want you to listen to this report from News Nation. Deep dives of data are unveiling more and more evidence of lies and fraud in our elections. Again, this scenario and details from News Nation.
There was not a Trump vote in there. They all vote, and you do not have a place in any state. Maybe Dixville's Notch, where there were five voters five at the people. First thing, and they all five voted for Biden. Maybe there, but not when you have something of 138,000. You don't all break that way, and it still shouldn't be linear because you have so many counters that are counting across the way that they're all tallying and reporting, and you don't bunch them in and report one thing. So that doesn't look right for the process. It certainly does not look right for the fact that there is no place of 138,000 where you don't have both candidates represented. I mean, even the bluest city, you're still going to have somebody voting for the other party.
Yeah.
And so these two things, it would not be a tight race right now had this not occurred. And this looks like it occurred maybe 4:30 in the morning. This is about 6:30 in the morning.
6:23 a.m.
There you go.
Here.
Well, 6:23 here.
There.
Yeah,
about,
looks like about 4:30 maybe that it shot up here. So that those are the two charts. And now you hear that Nevada has shut down. They're suddenly not counting anymore. So there's some crazy stuff going.
If you had to make a prediction of why would they stop counting in Nevada? I mean, people at home are trying to figure out what? It's the middle of the day. Why would you even stop?
That's what's inexplicable by all logical, by all political counts. It makes no sense at all. So you would still have people working. You would still have people counting through the day, through the night, trying to get the tally. It makes no sense why you shut everyone down.
Now, keep in mind, that report was dealing with Michigan and Wisconsin specifically. And in one of the states, they had a district that 130,000 votes for Biden. 130,000 for Biden in one district. Okay. How many for Trump? Zero. Zero. That's not anywhere near trying to play the game fair. You are idiots. You could have at least said, oh, let's give him one, two, half a dozen. You put down zero. So you immediately raise a red flag. There's something wrong here. Congressman James Comer, Republican Kentucky, has sent a letter to Attorney General Bondi, along with Congressman John James of Michigan, saying, I want a specific county in the Detroit metropolitan area that's giving rights exclusive to U.S. citizens residing there, which could potentially violate federal law. Non-citizens have appeared in that state's jury pool and in some cases have been registered to vote. We want a meeting and a briefing to understand the U.S. Department of Justice role in investigating these matters and the potential for similar issues to be occurring nationwide. He said, we want to take this attorney general action under abuse of the Civil Rights Act. As he wrote, Michigan's jury pool is drawn from individuals holding driver's licenses and state identification cards, state IDs. Under Michigan law, individuals who apply for a driver's license or a state ID are automatically registered to vote unless they affirmative decline. These illegals are in our country. You want a driver's license? Okay, we'll give you a driver's license. And here's your voter ID, which you could use to vote if you're qualified to vote. And if they say, no, I don't want to vote, well, then they won't. And if they're being told, if you vote claiming to be a U.S. citizen eligible to vote, you could be charged with a crime. In Michigan, Macomb County, they did a cross-check of the Michigan Secretary of State's qualified voter file and the county jury pool over a four-month period. Listen to this. Over 4 months. And these are people that might have been sitting on a jury as your peers if you were on trial in that county. 239 non-citizens were included in the jury pool. 14 identified as being registered to vote at one time. The Macomb County clerk announcing non-citizens being found in local jury pools. That's an alarming statement. Yes, it is. Adding that what we found is very disturbing. Our qualified voter file shows instances where some of these non-citizens potentially have a voting history. One in particular appears to have voted several times, all of which could result in felony charges. There is one woman who's already been convicted of stealing federal dollars, and she has been living here illegally and voting illegally. She finally got it caught in the ringer. You know what it is. She got it caught in the ringer when all the investigations began to mount up. George Washington University professor, ABC Fox I should say Fox News analyst Jonathan Turley.
Not only did she vote in the election, but she lived illegally in Boston for more than two decades on a stolen identity, received more than $400,000 in stolen benefits. The U.S. attorney for Massachusetts, Leah Foley, said it's a slap in the face to all those who come into this country legally and abide by our laws. The air of entitlement is astounding. What do you say, Professor?
Well, John, this is one example of the cost of this type of fraud and the interrelationship between illegal immigration fraud, including voting fraud, that we're facing around the country. I mean, this isn't one individual who came close to about 500,000, half a million dollars in fraud, as well as the voting violation. And she did that by getting false identities, using those cards to get even more identity. And it sort of took off from there. But it's really breathtaking when you look at just these individual cases with almost half a million dollars of fraud for one person, and you get a glimpse as to why we are looking at billions of dollars that have been burned through in this country. We're becoming a nation of chumps.
That's true, a nation of trumps. Let me share this with you. The treasurers of several blue states, Massachusetts, New York, Illinois, Minnesota, nine others, asking the federal government to exempt them from national laws that protect Americans' civil rights, labor, housing, anti-fraud laws. Numerous Democrat leaders say their high migration and low-wage sanctuary city economies are crashing. Not because of their fault, but because Trump wants to have them comply with national labor laws. National labor laws. Throw them out. They're saying they're unacceptable. The treasurers of these 16 states say we are now expected to absorb the final consequences of federal government enforcement activities. No, you idiots. You're expected to follow federal law. They created the sanctuary economy. Now it's being pulled out from under them, and they start crying, "Oh, this hurts." Coming up, a listener takes me to task, claiming, "I need to be listening to Mark Levin because I do not understand what's happening to this country." And our story behind the story, Gary Francis Power shot down in Russia. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Bend, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
Drinking dog whiskey, telling white lies. One leads to another on a Saturday night. Don't you cross your heart unless you hope to die. Drinking dog whiskey, telling white lies.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Islam will enter every house. Something we all believe in, and we do not have any doubts. That's visionary. That's a powerful mission. It's a sacred struggle. Islam will enter every house. And it is that amazing statement, that mission, that call, that struggle, that duty, and it is that spirit that we see out there. With all these different organizations and mosques and du'at, they are living and breathing that vision. And we are here today as a fulfillment of Allah's.
That is a Muslim imam in one mosque claiming Islam will enter every home and you will either convert or you will die. Christian churches will be closed, temples closed. Any other religion shut down. Alcohol would be banned. Pork will be banned. And the Muslims will be in control of the entire world. Their numbers are growing. They're growing much faster than we are U.S. citizens in our nation. And that is because many Americans, and I'm not even talking about the illegals in the country, I'm talking about Americans have been cutting back on how many children they have. It fits their lifestyle. It's their choice. I'm not talking about abortion. Some are using that, but I'm talking about those who decide, you know, we've got 1, 2, 5. We don't want any more children. We're at a point where we need to begin to take care of what we got. That's a family decision. But to have someone tell you, let me put it this way. Let's say a Christian came to your door and you're Jewish and said, understand, in the end, all of you will be forced, you'll be forced to become Christian. We'll start the Christian crusades all over again. Which is an abomination, but it happened. And I remind you, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, God often used warring forces to destroy, to punish his chosen few. He always left a remnant, a small fabric that could be rebuilt. But many Jews who were no longer following God's law, that they had turned back to idolatry, he sent the king of Babylon against them. and others to destroy them, saving a remnant to start over again. But based on what you're hearing from Muslim radicals, there's going to be no one left but them. Here's a Pakistani Islamic preacher. He has been banned, reportedly, in Britain and Canada. He's now living in our nation.
So know this, that Islam will enter every house. Every house. Don't worry about the Islamophobes. They can yap all they want. Their children will be Muslim.
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Oh, yeah, it's this haram!
Haram, yes, not this!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Hört auf damit, macht halal!
Allahu Akbar!
And the last part was a group of Muslims storming a McDonald's, shouting Allahu Akbar, declaring that McDonald's is to be destroyed. I got a phone call the other day, and it did not come to me directly. It comes into the station, and then they forward these on to me. The caller did not leave his name. I don't think he left the full name. I'm not sure if he left the first name. If he did, I would not recite it anyway, because if it's meant to be a personal call to me, I will not violate that privilege. But I have issues with this caller because he has issues with me. And the issue being that I don't understand Islam. That I have said, and I stand by it, not all Muslim are jihadist. Every jihadist is a Muslim. I will not blanketly condemn any religion or any group. This is like saying every white person is racist. Of course they're not. It's like saying every black person will steal from you if you get a chance. They will not. So I will not condemn any group on ethnicity, gender, religion, to say that they all fit this category. They don't. And I have told you that over and over again. And I've also said repeatedly, I did just last week, watch what is happening in Europe. I've said that for 15 years on this program. Watch what is happening in Europe. It should be a canary in the coal mine to our nation. The UK has more and more Muslims in control of city governments and the UK. France is overrun with them, as is Germany. Their cultures are disappearing, not because they want to give in, but because they're being overrun. And the Muslims coming in are, again, populating faster than the citizens of those countries. That's an individual choice for a family. But if it's a mandate from the religious order, more, they will continue to do so. All right, that's my preface to what the caller had to complain about. I want you to hear exactly what the caller said.
Yeah, this message for Larry Connors. Larry, once again, you're wrong. If you listen to Mark Levin, which he's forgotten more than you'll ever know, he's telling people how bad the Muslims are, what they're doing right now over in Europe. I just talked to some people, some Europeans, out in Arizona, and they said they don't even recognize their own European continent anymore. It's they're taking over the whole place. They're killing Christians left and right. They're doing it in other nations as well. And they said the same thing. The Muslims, there's no good ones. They were talking about how back in 1920, there was only 50,000 Muslims in Europe. Now there's over like 50 or 60 million. It's growing rapidly. And they said, you do not want America becoming another Europe. The Muslims are here to take over. They'll tell that to your face and as they're killing you. They don't like Christians, anything to do with Christianity. They're killing Christians all over the world. Just listen to his show. It's all you got to do. He's been talking about the last hour and a half. These are bad people. And everything you've been saying on your radio about the good Muslims is totally false.
Now,
Mark Levin, maybe you'll learn something.
I appreciate it. And I do listen to Mark Levin. I enjoy his program. Obviously, you've not been listening to Larry Connors. I have said the same thing over and over again, that if given the hold and the ability, they will strangle our nation. They will run us over. But I don't know that I've ever heard Mark Levin say, every Muslim is bad. If he has, I missed it. And if he said that, I disagree. And not every Muslim wants to kill a Christian. Again, if Mark Levin has said that, I disagree. I don't think he has said that. Are they killing millions of Christians all over the world? Yes. Are they wanting to kill more? If they're radical, yes. But I do have some Muslim friends, and that is the least of what they want to do. You think I'm that stupid? And have I not pointed out repeatedly? Look at Europe. I've said it for decades. Look at Europe, or at least the last decade. Look what they're doing to it. That will happen here if we don't continue to stand up. Texas Senator Roy Chip.
We've been putting forward legislation. My friend Randy Fine from Florida put forward legislation to ban Sharia in our courts. We put legislation to say that we shouldn't have tax advantage status for care who has direct ties to terrorist activities around the world. We put forward legislation to pause immigration until we've had have an immigration system that vets people for adherence to Sharia law. These are the kinds of things that the American people expect us to do to defend this country. They're the kinds of things that we will do in the Sharia Free America Caucus. And to stand up and let the voices of the American people be heard, that we're not going to be cowed by groups coming in and trying to make places where there are no-go zones for our women in the state of Texas. Those occur. Those are occurring right now in Arlington, in Plano, in places that are strongholds and bastions of our values as Texans and as Americans. We have people, we have women, Texans, who are afraid to go to certain areas. That's not going to happen. We're not going to let Dallas or Houston or any other city in this great country become what has happened to London and to Paris. We are going to fight for this country.
Good.
And that's what I'm proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with these great men and women to say that we're going to do. And I'm not going to allow the Constitution to be, frankly, misapplied and hid behind to say that I've got to throw aside 250 years of our core Judeo-Christian principles.
And I agree with Congressman Chip Roy on that. But I'll also point out, there are no-go zones even in this city. If you are a bit white and you go in the area, you might be in danger. Not because they're all black or minority, but because you represent a target. Coming up, the story behind the story of Gary Powers.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40, EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
In 1956, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev warned the world that his nation was making missiles like sausages. Fears of a rising and extremely hostile communist superpower were thus reignited in Washington, and only 3 years after the Russians had conducted their first successful test of a hydrogen bomb. Khrushchev accompanied his warning with a threat to shoot down any NATO aircraft that entered Soviet airspace. Nevertheless, that summer, President Dwight D. Eisenhower authorized the U-2 Dragon Lady spy plane's very first mission over the Soviet Union.
And that was the beginning of an extension of the Cold War and saber rattling and threats from both sides. This date, the 10th of Feb, 1962, U-2 pilot Francis Gary Powers was exchanged for Soviet spy Rudolf Abel on a bridge in Berlin, now known as the Bridge of Spies. In fact, there's been a movie made about that. But that was in 1962. An American lawyer represented and negotiated the swap. The Russians wanted one of their people back, the Soviet spy Rudolf Abel, and obviously we wanted our American pilot back. It did inspire that 2015 movie, Steven Spielberg, Bridge of Spies. But into the details of what took place in the story behind the story. Francis Gary Powers, born 1929. Died August 1, 1977. Had been in the U.S. Air Force, a CIA employee, and of course then became known directly because of the 1960 U-2 incident. He was flying a secret spying mission over the Soviet Union. The U-2 plane was very complex to fly. It could fly at an extremely high altitude. Obviously, he had a pressurized suit. Nothing could get near it, none of the fighter jets or anything else. But eventually, the Russians worked out a way to bring it down. In October 53, Powers was at Sandia Base, loading and dropping nuclear weapons from fighter aircraft. In July 54, promoted to first lieutenant. He actually wanted to become a commercial pilot. But in 56, he was recruited by the CIA. So he began U-2 training in Nevada. He joined the CIA U-2 program. The U-2 pilots flew espionage missions at altitudes above 70,000 feet, again above the reach of Soviet air defenses until 1960. They had state-of-the-art cameras, high-resolution photos from the stratosphere over all the hostile countries, including the entire Soviet Union. These missions systematically photographed military installations and other locations. So by 1960s, he was already a veteran of these aerial reconnaissance missions. The Soviet intelligence was aware of the U-2, at least since 58, but had no way to bring it down. On May 1st, 1960, Powers and his U-2 departed from Pakistan. He was going to be the first to fly all the way across the Soviet Union, but it was considered the gamble would be worth it. The planned route would take us deeper into Russia than ever before, getting targets never before photographed, giving us more information. But then on May 1st, 1960, a Russian guideline, a surface-to-air missile, hit him. 14 of them were launched at him. One hit a MiG-19 jet fighter sent to intercept the U-2, but couldn't get high enough in the altitude. That pilot, by the way, the MiG jet ejected but died of his injuries. Another Soviet aircraft, a newly manufactured Su-9, also attempted, could not outrun the U-2. But eventually, three more missiles were launched at the U-2. The first one hitting the aircraft. What was left of the plane began spinning upside down, the nose pointing toward the sky, the tail toward the ground. And then a wing broke. When the government learned that Powers had disappeared over the Soviet Union, their story was it was a weather plane. This is very similar to the weather balloon that went across our nation that China said was a weather balloon. It's a standard fallback story. Either that or you say it's one damn big mosquito. The CIA did not realize the plane had crashed almost fully intact, and the pilots had the pilot and much of the equipment, and that included top-secret high-altitude camera information. The FBI interrogated Powers for months before he finally made a confession and a public apology for his part. Khrushchev demanded that Eisenhower admit it as well and apologize. And Eisenhower said, no way, not going to. Well, that tightened the tensions even more. So what was going to happen to Gary Powers? And what happened to him in the end? See, there is more story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
On the morning of May 1st, 1960, Francis Gary Powers, a former United States Air Force captain turned civilian defense contractor, entered Soviet Union airspace in a single-seat U-2 spy plane. The lone pilot soared at 70,000 feet on a top-secret CIA surveillance and reconnaissance mission to capture imagery of various Soviet military sites strewn across the vast Russian landscape. Then, out of nowhere, Powers heard a faint thump, and a bright orange flash flared across his windshield, signaling that the aircraft had just sustained an indirect hit by a Soviet missile. Falling fast, Powers managed to unbuckle his seatbelt, remove the canopy, and hurl himself into the dark abyss. The Russians were already there waiting for him when he landed on the ground. He would remain captive for nearly 2 years.
2 years and an intense interrogation. There was a lot of backlash against him when he eventually was returned home, criticized for not activating his aircraft self-destruct charge to destroy everything. Also criticized for not using an optional CIA-issued suicide pin to kill himself. Powers wore a hollowed-out silver dollar on a chain around his neck that disguised within it a grooved needle embedded with deadly shellfish toxin that could kill simply by pricking the skin. But he didn't use it. He was debriefed extensively by the CIA. Later, CIA Director John McCone said Mr. Powers lived up to the terms of his employment and instructions in connection with his mission and obligation. And, of course, he had appeared before numerous congressional committees. Then Senator Bush declared, "I'm satisfied he has conducted himself in an exemplary fashion, according to the highest tradition of service to one's country. You did a good job for your country." He officially resigned from the CIA October 1962. Now, a lot of folks still didn't accept that, thinking, one, he gave up too much information. You're only supposed to give your name and your rank, nothing else. But they had everything on him. They had the plane. They had the photographic camera. They had every detail. There was nothing he could add other than, yeah, I was the one in that plane. So it wasn't much left for him to bargain. He held out for months until finally he broke and said, yeah, I was the pilot. That was it. So now we had the Russians wanting one of their people back, a spy that had been picked up. They also, by the way, picked up an American student because the U-2 incident sparked the Cold War escalation. That's when the Berlin Wall went up to defy, or rather divide, West and East Germany. And many were killed trying to cross over until eventually it came down. As I said, the mission itself led to a movie that became known as a 2015 Steven Spielberg film, Bridge of Spies. If you have not seen it, I strongly encourage it. It's not an over-dramatic type thing. There's a lot of plodding along, but that's what they were having to do in negotiations, trying to get something moving forward. It was not a Rambo type event. Tom Hanks played the lawyer that was appointed. He was an American lawyer. He really didn't want anything to do with it, but he was appointed to be the attorney. And he knew he had to, on behalf of his client, a Russian spy, he had to do everything he could to protect his rights in our nation. And he and his family got a lot of hell for what he did. A lot of it probably led to the divorce he had later and other troubles that came down the road. So once Powers confessed to the charges against him and apologized for violating airspace, American media, like I say, often compared him to a coward. It did set back the talks between Khrushchev and Eisenhower. And in 1960, Powers was convicted of espionage, a grave crime in the Soviet Union. But we had a bargaining chip. We had their Russian spy they wanted back, a Soviet KGB colonel known as Rudolf Abel, who had been jailed for espionage. Could we make a swap? There's belief we could, but it was not going to be easy. There are a lot of things you had to go through. And one, since you had the Berlin Wall now in place, how was it going to be done? And who was going to guarantee that if we sent Powers over to them first, they were going to send, or rather if we sent over the spy, the Russian spy, they would in turn send over Powers. So all this took place on what they call now the Bridge of Spies. Very tense moments there, and eventually both men are permitted, encouraged, walk to the other side. Probably thinking at any moment they're going to get a bullet in the back of the head or from the front. But they came together, And there were members of Powers' crew from other missions who said, that's him. That's our guy. And the Russians, of course, were quickly able to identify their agent. Was it over? When Abel was convicted in the U.S., his attorney, the U.S. lawyer, James Donovan, with a private practice in insurance law now, got appointed, as I said, his legal counsel. And he convinced the judge to spare him from the death penalty. And again, he took flack and criticism and slurs and slanders from American patriots. Kill the damn spy. Was it turned out it was good we didn't, because that was the bargaining chip to get back Gary Francis Powers. Powers struggled to find employment when he got laid off from Lockheed. He knew it was because of the U-2 incident. He eventually found work as a traffic reporting airplane pilot for a Los Angeles radio station, then as a helicopter news reporter for a NBC station, and he was piloting a helicopter over the San Fernando Valley, August 1977, when the Jet Ranger crashed, killing him and his cameraman. The end of Gary Powers. But now you know the story, behind the story, of Gary Powers and the U-2 incident. Tomorrow's story behind the story. The case where the Soviet Union shoots down a commercial airliner, a Boeing 747, going from New York to Anchorage with Americans and others on board. Shot it down. Details of the story behind the story tomorrow. Our second hour yet to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.